This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, we're still talking about the National Security Agency, and they're still trying to find some little piece of propaganda or spin that will get Americans to say, ah, all right, we're okay with your spying on all of our emails and phone calls and web browsing habits and messing around with World of Warcraft and the rest of it. And the latest spin is basically the NSA is claiming that they're not doing anything that private companies like Facebook and Google aren't doing. Therefore, we should not be upset. But over at Lewis and Clark Law School, Professor Tung Yin points out the obvious fallacy in that argument. You can opt out of services like Facebook and Google. You can lock them out of your machine, but you're not allowed to opt out from the NSA, and that's what makes it different. And again, everything the NSA is doing, when they look at you, the law-abiding American citizen who is not suspected of a crime, is a violation of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. The mere existence of this spy program delegitimizes the entire federal government, because the federal government is legitimate only when it operates inside the borders of that Constitution. That's the original contract with America. Those are the rules under which we the people allow the government to manage this nation for the benefit of we the people and the nation, not strip mine it for Wall Street and Israel and endless wars across the globe. If the government doesn't want to obey the rules of that contract, they can resign any time they wish to. But to achieve or steal elected office and then say, we're going to do what we want to do, and to heck with that Constitution, it's just a blankety-blank piece of paper, is what makes this federal government illegitimate. Now, speaking of the NSA, as of New Year's Day, my fourth NSA challenge will expire, and I'll be posting the original clear message and the encryption key that I used, along with a slight refinement to the original source code, which was provided as part of this challenge. And I'm not saying it's an impossible code to break, but it is certainly going to be a very costly one to attempt to brute force. And I'm placing it all in the public domain, so you can just grab this source code and you can go on out and do whatever you want with it. Because clearly we cannot trust this government with our personal business secrets. Seattle AIPAC proved that. We don't want our government looking at photos of our significant others in states of undress. Certainly don't want them peeking at our kids through their laptop webcams in states of undress, like already happened with that school district. I don't want the government reaching into my computer and stealing my Aunt Mary's top secret chocolate chip cookie recipe, because that's personal private information and no business of the government's. And the point of this whole NSA challenge is that the NSA is able to read all of your traffic because you're using off-the-shelf encryption that has been weakened or backdoored by the NSA, such as RSA Security. if you're developing your own encryption methods, and it's easy to do, that's the point of this exercise, you can defeat the NSA. And what that tells us is the NSA spying is not about spying on criminals or terrorists who have the resources to secure their own communications. It's about watching you. Now, before we go any further here, I want to give a malware warning. This one showed up. A friend of mine called in a panic about this, and I've since received three of these myself. You're probably going to get an email that says, hearing of your case in court, and it names a city. I got one from Washington, one Chicago, and it goes, blah, 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 blah. And the body of the email is, you're notified you've been scheduled to appear for your hearing at, it sounds like it's a court summons. Now, courts do not send summons through the email. And the idea behind this is people are so scared that they may be looking at a court action, they open that attachment to see what it's all about, and that attachment infects your computer. So keep an eye out for that one, because it's all over the place. I'm getting multiple copies of that. Somebody's really trying to mess up the internet again here. Now, let's get over to Israel and Netanyahu. Netanyahu is screaming that U.S. wiretapping is unacceptable. And the chutzpah-o-meter just exploded on that one when you remember that at the time of 9/11, the largest foreign spy ring ever uncovered in the United States had been uncovered working for Israel. Was just in the weeks before 9/11, in Carl Cameron's four-part story on the Israeli spy ring, a U.S. official said there was evidence that linked these Israeli spies to 9/11, but that evidence was classified by the United States government. Now, we expect intelligence services to be looking at the leaders of other countries and trying to ferret out their military secrets. That's just the reality of what's going on. The real crime here is all the money and resources being spent to look at ordinary Americans unsuspected of any crime, under the rationale that we are all potentially lone wolf terrorists. Remember back in the 1990s when the feminazis were screaming that all men were potentially rapists? So, and in what is probably a gold medal in the Olympic irony event, Netanyahu is now demanding that the United States release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard. And they're ramping up the pressure. 106 Israeli members of the Knesset are appealing to Obama to release Pollard. They're trying to hitch Palestinian peace talks to the release of Pollard. Israel is saying, we'll forgive you for spying on us if you'll send our spy back home. That's how completely bonkers this really is. Now, my parents' generation was forced to pay $5 trillion, and that was back when a trillion was really a lot of money, to create America's nuclear deterrent. Pollard stole those secrets and sold them to Israel, who in turn traded them to the Soviet Union in exchange for increased immigration quotas for Russian Jews. Had the United States and the Soviet Union gone to nuclear war after that, the U.S. probably would have lost, or certainly suffered much more damage and harm. That is the severity and scale of Pollard's treason. And for Israel, our supposed ally in the Middle East, to trade America's nuclear secrets to the Soviet Union, our worst enemy, that fits the definition of treason. And Pollard ought to stay there in prison where he is, or at the very least, trade him for Mordecai Vanunu, so that Mordecai can go to another country in the West where he's not under the control of the Israeli government and talk about what he knows about Israel's nuclear arsenal. Now, Netanyahu, as I mentioned before, is linking the release of Pollard to the peace talks with Palestine. You know, give us Pollard, we'll be much more accommodating to Palestine. And yet at the same time, they're announcing plans for new Jews-only illegal settlements in the West Bank. And so if the U.S. goes along with this, and they give Israel Pollard, Israel will sabotage the peace talks with these new settlements. And what will end up is the U.S., as usual, will give Israel what it wants, and as usual, get nothing back in return. Which is the way Israel likes these things to happen. Now, over the Christmas holiday, and it's not a coincidence that it happened on Christmas, Israel carried out major military strikes into Gaza, killing civilians, including a two-year-old girl, supposedly because an Israeli was shot by a sniper while working on the apartheid wall. But there's more to the story than what the corporate media is telling you, and I'll fill you in and have some more phone calls after we come back from these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to ExtendoVite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken ExtendoVite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with ExtendoVite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And on Christmas, Israel launched major attacks into Gaza. Total of 18 strikes, combination of aircraft and artillery. Ostensibly because an Israeli was killed while working on the apartheid wall. And CBS reported I'm going to give you a direct quote from CBS. Israeli air and ground forces launched a series of attacks Tuesday, Christmas Eve, on targets across the Gaza Strip, killing a young girl and wounding 10 in response to the deadly shooting of an Israeli civilian by a Palestinian sniper. Now, CBS, as usual, got it wrong. The Israeli was actually a Bedouin worker employed by Israel's Ministry of Defense. Nobody knows why he was out there working on the wall on Christmas Eve. And the sniper was never caught. Got away clean. Nobody knows who pulled the trigger on him. CBS is simply telling you it was Palestinian. But no Palestinian groups have claimed responsibility. And in response to this one shooting, Israel launched 18 attacks into Gaza, targeting Hamas. Now, Palestine, right now, the Palestinian people, are winning the public relations battle with Israel. The boycott movement is growing rapidly. The United Nations has recognized Palestine as a state. The whole world understands Israel's starvation blockade of Gaza is a crime against humanity. Palestine is not going to risk alienating world opinion right now by killing that Bedouin worker. That shooting gains Palestine and Hamas nothing, either militarily or politically. Israel, on the other hand, and they've got a long track record of doing this kind of stuff, they stand to gain a great deal by killing that Bedouin worker, blaming Palestine to launch a strike into Gaza and say, oh, mommy, they made us do it. But even if you accept the official story that this one Bedouin worker was shot by a Palestinian, Israel's quote-unquote reaction is clearly out of proportion right now. And I'd like to remind everybody, especially here the day after Christmas, most of those people living in Palestine who have been there for 2,000 years, their families have been on the same ground for 2,000 years until Israel kicked them out. Many, if not most, are distant blood relatives of the historical Jesus. And I'm not getting into the issue of whether Jesus and Mary Magdalene were married and had children, because those children grew up in France anyway. I'm talking about Jesus' brothers and sisters, cousins. John the Baptist was a cousin. He came from a long extended family, which you have in agricultural farming cultures. Those cousins, brothers, and sisters had kids, they had kids, and so forth. And through pure statistical analysis, most of the people walking around Palestine are distant blood relations of the historical Jesus, and Israel's killing them on Christmas Day. And you, the American people, were forced to pay for the bullets and the bombs. So good luck getting into heaven after that one. We're going to grab a couple of phone calls here. Chris in Las Vegas. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, I just really want to admire your observation there that whenever we create another version of the Hegelian dialectic and we create the situation that we desire so we can't let the crisis that we create go to waste, as they so notably do there in Israel, it really astounds your whole perceptions that if they could fabricate the story of the agent they want to claim did the shooting when they have no knowledge whatsoever.
That's absolutely true. There is absolutely zero evidence telling us who that shooter was, because the sniper got away clean. It is merely CBS coming out there and telling you it was a Palestinian shooter. CBS doesn't actually know that.
And to your point on the story on the fabricated emails on the notices to appear, I've had no less than four since before Christmas, all different numbers from Washington and New York.
Mm-hmm.
Also had before that, going back to last year at this time, FBI notices that, oh, they had solved some incredible crime and that there was $10,500 waiting for me to contact to collect it. Mm-hmm. Well, these are all just ruses that most people with an ounce of common sense could detect, although many do not have that or the savvy to observe and to not
be. Yeah, and these computer criminals are able to make enough money off the few people who fall for these scams, to make it profitable for them. And a reminder here, the National Security Agency, which has spent billions and billions of your tax dollars to monitor the internet, can't find these people, can't do a thing about it. Can't find the CryptoLocker extortionists. Can't find the people flooding your inbox with all these Viagra and porn ads. You would think right now the NSA would be grateful for any positive news that they could generate to show that they have some kind of a positive benefit for the American society by finding and having arrested these computer criminals, but they can't do it. And that is, again, a reminder. The NSA is completely helpless against real criminals and real terrorists. They're all about watching you, the American people, stealing your business secrets, you know, giggling over pictures of you and your significant other in embarrassing situations. You know, we know they're out there looking at porn sites. They're trying to claim they're tracking other people's porn habits. We know they're out there playing World of Warcraft and trying to justify that by saying they're looking for terrorist communication in World of Warcraft. No, they're not. They're spending their wonderful taxpayer-funded careers on their taxpayer-funded computers playing online games. And they got discovered and said, oh, no, this is a serious national security project.
Well, again, you're precisely correct, Michael. It's wink, wink. It is the NSA, CIA, or Anonymous, because it's a convenient pretense for them to create these false flag attacks and get us to cry for protect us from the cyber terrorists, please.
Well, you know, one of the reasons why there is very little law enforcement, I mean, every once in a while they'll pop one of these computer criminals for the headline value, but the U.S. government turns a blind eye to all of this fraud that's going on, partly because a lot of it comes out of Israel, and mostly because it forces us to go out and buy all this expensive security for our computer systems. It stimulates the economy to let the computer criminals run rampant across the net. It generates tax revenues and profits for corporations. And that's their mindset. They're not thinking about what's good for you, the American computer user. It's always about getting you to spend more money, forcing you to spend more money. That's all they're thinking about right now.
Yes, racketeering and extortion are profitable business operations. Thank you so much, Michael.
All right, you got it. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Happy Merry Christmas, by the way. I haven't called in a bit.
Okay.
But the topic that got me to call in was you're speaking earlier about the NSA and then about Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And the synthesis of all this is that I believe you covered it, but I'm not sure on what really happened. But one of the Snowden documents released about 6 weeks ago said that in October, one of the very first things that Obama did in October of 2009, after his first election, was to sign an agreement with Israel that gave them all, access to all, the raw, raw, unfiltered, unvetted, unrestricted in any way, data from 330 million Americans.
We did comment on that, and the issue I called attention to at the time is that includes the raw, unfiltered data from our members of Congress, our court judges, our leaders of corporations that Israel now has access to, and whatever they can find to blackmail or coerce our nation's leaders with, they now have, courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer who paid for all of this stuff. It's an absolute betrayal. President to have agreed to this. We got to take a break for commercials, Peter. Stick around, Peter. I'll bring you back after the commercials.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sinclair. Oh, maybe I can pray you know. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to Mike when you really open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sinclair. Oh, really I can pray you.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to Peter in Los Angeles on the phone, I do want to remind everybody that Republic Broadcasting is holding their end-of-the-year fundraiser. We absolutely need your help to keep operating into 2014. We are a radio network that truly serves the public interest. We're not here to sell you the corporate line on vaccines and antidepressants. We're not here to sell you the wars. We're not here to convince you everything is all hunky-dory when very clearly you can see with your own eyes that it isn't. And because of that, because we serve the public interest, we really didn't receive any nice Christmas gifts from Monsanto or General Motors, and I didn't even get a Christmas card from Obama. I mean, you know, come on, how silly is that? So we really do need your help. And you can call 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. And if you will pledge $100 or more, you will receive an RBN t-shirt, an RBN coffee mug, And if you will leave your postal address and request it, we'll include a copy of the CD of Claire's Christmas Without Borders. And I understand we're after Christmas, but a lot of people are still asking for that album. And everybody who has asked, we got it out in the mail on Tuesday. So it's already in the mail heading towards you, and you will have it just as soon as we can get it to you. All righty, we're going to go back to the phones here. Peter in Los Angeles, please pick up where you left off.
Well, we were talking about how the Obama administration had given, without any restriction, all the emails and phone conversations and everything else that every single U.S. citizen did without any restriction to Israel. And, of course, he did it for what it amounts to as campaign donations from the Israel lobby. He was willing to sell out 330 million Americans, and I want everybody out there to think about what that means. I mean, that means that they know all your bank account information, all your credit card stuff, every single personal thing, every girlfriend that you've ever spoken with or boyfriend or what have you. And, they have it all. The Israelis now have all of that and are completely open to manipulate that data. Like Max Kaiser said today, they can manipulate the data on what in people's bank accounts. They can suborn you, they can blackmail you, they can steal from you, and they can set you up for crimes. So all that was done by our own government did that to us without just because for the campaign donations, and that goes to show you just exactly how under the thumb we are of Israel and their fifth column in the United States.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And what amazes me about that decision to share the raw take from the NSA spy system with Israel was nobody seemed to realize that their own information, top officials, members of Congress, people in the White House, that information is also going to Israel and can be used for nefarious purpose. Back when Clinton was in the White House, the FBI was trying to find Israel's top spy inside the administration, codenamed Mega.
Right.
And Clinton called the FBI off almost immediately after he was informed that somebody had tape recordings of his phone sex sessions with Monica Lewinsky. So we know this is how these things get played at these high levels of government. And very clearly, when the United States government spends our tax money to create this massive spy system that spies on us in defiance of the Constitution and then just gives all this information to a foreign government, that's got to be setting off alarm bells in everybody's head.
Well, if I can just say one thing before I leave you to your great program,
Mike.
It's that I've called up both my senators in California, obviously, my congresswoman, and complained and asked them to explain the situation and ask them to have an investigation or, to call for an investigation over this treason and how in the world this ever happened. And, of course, my one of my senators is Dianne Feinstein, who is on the Intelligence Committee, probably was very much a part of it. But I would ask everybody, this is completely, they put you all at risk. They complain about Osama bin Laden and all these ridiculous fairy tale terrorists, but this is really happening. And if you could call your congresswoman or congressperson or senator and maybe ask them to get to the bottom of it, maybe it might do some good.
On the other hand, if that person you're calling has already had their information compromised by Israel, they won't do a darn thing about it.
Exactly.
And that's why this is so dangerous. Remember when Obamacare went up to the United States Supreme Court and it was expected to lose? It was a split court. Chief Justice Roberts was opposed to Obamacare. And then at the very last second, all of a sudden he does a 180-degree change, says, yeah, it's constitutional under the Commerce Clause, legalizes Obamacare, and then leaves the country. He took a vacation in Malta so he could duck the reporters asking him what the heck is going on. And to me, that begs the question, did Chief Justice Roberts get a late-night phone call playing back a recording of when he was calling Fifi's phone fantasies or something like that to get him to coerce his decision? We know that U.S. government intelligence agencies have never been shy about using their information to coerce the U.S. government against the interests of the American people. J. Edgar Hoover was legendary for that with his secret private files that he used to blackmail politicians. That's how he was FBI director for life. He even blackmailed President John F. Kennedy with those private secret files. And after he died or was assassinated, those files vanished completely. Nobody knows where they went. Certainly, we don't know for a fact that they were destroyed.
And Michael, you know, another thing is that impeachment, at least as an initiative from the people, is completely dead, because if it's the intelligence community or if it's the president himself or if it's the Israelis, unless they want somebody impeached, nobody is going to do it. Nobody, you know, they have too much. Whoever has that dirt has control of all that entire process.
That's exactly right. They completely bypass the democratic process. They bypass the idea of a representative government. Now, that being said, I would not be surprised to see an impeachment against Obama as we head into the new year, because Obama is really dragging his feet on the war with Iran. And I think Israel might actually like to see Obama impeached over the IRS scandal and all these other things that he's been up to, so they could put Biden in the White House. And Biden, of course, is just gung-ho. Let's go ahead and attack anybody Israel tells us to attack. And they might say, oh, well, yes, Obama was a bad president. We're going to put all the bad baggage on him and dump him and convince America that government has been reformed, government has changed and improved, and we'll move forward from here. That, of course, is complete nonsense. All that we are seeing coming out of Washington, D.C. is a systemic problem. It's no one individual or group of individuals. It is an epiphenomenon of the system as a whole, dominated by foreign influence, dominated by money, dominated by Wall Street.
Amen to that. Amen to that, Mike. Happy New Year to you and your wife, okay?
Happy New Year to you, too. Could hardly be any worse than the last one.
All right. I'm signing off, guys. Thank you.
All right. We'll let you go here. Now, a few weeks back, the U.S. government was trying to make a big deal over a kidnapped American and how, oh, we've got another hostage crisis. He's kidnapped. He's out there. Then it came out this guy was actually working for the Central Intelligence Agency, at which point most Americans are going to say, well, he got what he deserved for being in the CIA. So right on cue, we have another kidnapped American in Pakistan, and the corporate media is making a big deal. This guy has nothing to do with the CIA. He's an innocent American. We have a new hostage situation. So they're back to playing the same games over and over again. Meanwhile, there's been another drone strike in North Waziristan that killed four. And of course, the official statement by the U.S. government and the Pakistan government is, well, they were terrorists. You know, if they're dead, they obviously had to be terror suspects. And of course, they don't know that. In fact, the identities of the victims are still unknown. But hey, they were suspected militants, because after all, we wouldn't bomb innocent people, even though we have videotape showing that innocent people are being killed in these incursions into other people's countries. Now, over in Turkey, and I'm going to have to tip my hat to the people of Turkey, they're rising up against the government of Turkey. We've already seen how Erdogan was pandering to the war in Syria, pandering to foreign interests. There is a huge graft scandal that has rocked the entire government. There are apparently already riots in Istanbul between the Turkish people and police with tear gas. There's calls for Erdogan's resignation. And apparently everybody inside that government was on the take. No different from the American government. But the Turkish people have finally hit their flashpoint and said, enough is enough is enough. So will the U.S. go in and invade Turkey in order to stop those evil al-Qaeda militants from overthrowing one of our most loyal allies in that region of the world? We don't know, but these countries are breaking away from U.S. control faster than the U.S. can invade them. And so the policy is already a failure. They should quit while they're ahead. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. Tom in Oregon. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I wanted to see if you or any of your listeners had any answers about a problem that I've been having for many months now, which is anonymous phone calls in the wee hours of the morning on spoofed phone numbers. If you look for them online, they're disconnected. If you try to call them back, they're disconnected. And there appears to be absolutely no commercial purpose in these phone calls. And so...
I mean, have you heard one of the phone calls? What's the content of the call, or is it you answer and there's nothing there?
If you answer and there's nothing there, always. There's never any answer.
Okay, I'll tell you what's going on here, and it has to do with the do not call list. There are a lot of companies that are evading the do not call list for telemarketers. by being in other countries. But something else that they'll do is the dialers will start dialing your number while it's searching that do not call list. And very often the call will actually go through before they get the result from the database that says this number is not supposed to be called. It allows them to speed up and just keep dialing as fast as they can. And so as a result, your phone will ring. You'll pick it up. There's nothing there. It's a spoof number because they don't want to be backtracked and busted for violating the do not call list. And that's basically where that's all coming from.
That could explain a great deal of it, but it wouldn't explain the bulk of mine, which are coming in the wee hours of the morning. They, like the other night, four calls came in, first at 9:44 p.m., then 11:19 p.m., then 2:49 a.m., and then 3:32 a.m. There's no commercial purpose to this.
Well, you may have somebody that's very angry with you and is using a War Games dialer, and it's certainly very easy to spoof the caller ID that is shown on your phone. Most people don't understand. There's actually two caller IDs. When you pick up your phone and you call somebody, there is your real phone number, which can't be changed. There's the one that displays at the far end, which can be turned off to say unknown or blocked. Or it is actually, if you've got the correct kind of modem, you can send a completely bogus field in there that will come up with a completely bogus number. And sometimes they're used for harassments. I've been through this myself. But unless you have somebody that you have seriously annoyed, it could be that the telemarketer is coming out of a completely different time zone and for some reason doesn't understand they're calling you in the middle of the night.
Seems like that would be the first thing they would need to learn about.
Well, no, we've gotten telemarketer calls in all kinds of bogus hours, because the call center that is most annoying is located physically in Guam, and apparently they don't have a clock on the wall that shows what time it is in the areas that they're calling. And this is one of those companies that has evaded the do not call list. They're located here in Honolulu, but their actual call center is in Guam, and that allows them to completely bypass the do not call list.
Well,
okay.
It comes and goes. I hope it stays away.
Well, you know, what you ought to do is, unplug your phone at night so you can get some sleep. If it's important, they'll call you back. They'll call you back. Unless you're, if you're an emergency room doctor, obviously you can't do that. Or if you are an emergency room doctor, get a second number on your cell phone that you keep private between you and the hospital. There's all kinds of ways to deal with this. But certainly the telemarketers have not backed off even in the face of the do not call list. We know that political messages are exempt. We get a lot of political telemarketer calls, and it is annoying, and it takes up a lot of our time and our resources because, again, when you're on a cell phone, you're paying for that time that they're using up to call you. Anyway, thank you for the call, Tom. We're going to let you go here, get back to the war zones, emphasis on the plural. The corporate media is making a big deal over the fact that North Korea seems to be making war preparations. And the spin is, oh, North Korea, oh, this Kim Jong-un, he's going to be a troublemaker. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. And that, of course, is not entirely true. Now, Kim Jong-un is a blowhard and a despot, and he's not a very nice person, and I do not much care for his form of governance. But North Korea's military preparations are a response to continued provocations from the United States and South Korea, going all the way back to the sinking of the Shinhyeon and trying to frame North Korea for it. The state of war between North and South Korea has never formally ended. It still exists. And for a United States anxious to find some way to get a war declared against China, to remove the yuan's threat to the dollar internationally, to be able to simply stiff China on all the money that the U.S. government owes them. If they can't get it through the Senkaku Islands with Japan, they'll get it through North Korea. War by any means necessary to achieve the ultimate aim of stiffing China for all that money that the U.S. owes them. Meanwhile, the United States is continuing to escalate their presence in South Sudan. Remember last week they're saying, oh, we're only sending 45 troops there to protect the embassy, and that makes a lot of sense. But apparently it's now up to 500 troops who are being prepared to go into South Sudan to deal with those gosh darn militants who dare to take over control of Sudan's oil fields. And the war for Africa's resource-rich nations proceeds apace here. Now, interesting little story. As you know, the United States has maintained torture centers pretty much all around the world. Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, and the one at Bagram. And apparently some of the detainees from Bagram were suing the United States for torture and war crimes. Appeals Court Judge Karen Henderson is saying that these foreign torture centers are beyond the reach of the Constitution, and therefore they do not have standing to sue the U.S. government, which was running those torture centers in those foreign countries. And that's why they're putting them in those foreign countries. Oh, you're outside the United States. The Bill of Rights doesn't apply. And I would take a different point of view, that Bill of Rights has to apply everywhere to all people, or it's not worth the parchment it's written on. Because once they can carve out an exemption and say, oh, we don't have to play by the rules with this group of people, it'll spread to everybody. Remember back when it was, oh, it's okay to torture them, they're terror suspects. And then what do we hear from the NSA to justify spying on all of us? We're all potential lone wolf terror suspects. That's how that tyranny creep happens. Now, a lot of people, when they go online, they're always talking about porn filters. Some of them are commercially available units you can put on your computer to protect your children from things you'd rather they not see. Britain has instituted a national online porn filter, which isn't working very well. Because apparently the website of Claire Perry, who's a member of parliament, is being blocked by Britain's online porn filters because it has the words porn and sex in it, in what the porn filter thinks is excessive amounts of usage. The problem is Claire Perry's website is in favor of the porn filter. That's what her website talks about and what trips the porn filter off. And apparently the porn filter blocked that one out. Good thinking. Really good thinking on some of these systems here. Now, getting back to IRS Gate, one of the impeachable offenses Obama has committed is using the IRS against his political enemies, against conservative groups, dissidents, independent media. And, of course, it is all illegal. It was an article of impeachment for Richard Milhouse Nixon. But apparently, the IRS is looking at changing the rules to simply arbitrarily declare, certainly without the participation of Congress and the Supreme Court, that intense scrutiny of political enemies of the president is now going to be legal under the new IRS rules. Yes, we're allowed to go after the president's enemies and ignore the president's friends. That's not America. It's not democracy. It's not a republic. It's pure political favoritism and cronyism masquerading as the rule of law. All righty. Now, let's see. Interesting story that came out. We're coming up on a commercial. No, we've got another minute here. I'm going to get started into it. There's an article that came out of consortiumnews.com about an interview with some government officials who basically got into an argument with a network television correspondent. And the correspondent was saying, well, you don't expect the American press to be the handmaidens of government. And these officials said that that's exactly what we expect. And if you think any American official is going to tell you the truth, you are stupid. They said that on the air. We'll be right back after Phyllis Schlafly and commercials.